Sophia Schwartzmeyers. I was born in Russia in 1982. I was 7 years old when I came here. Eldest of, at that time, three children. Consequently, there were two more. My father was a very energetic person. He could speak a little English before he came to this country, and cousins opened a fruit store for him. They wanted him to work for a cousin, but he said he wouldn't work for anybody. He never worked for anybody. He wanted to start his own affair. And my grandmother came and lived with us, and as a child, I remember the sad thing. In Philadelphia, where we landed, there were rows of houses, and they all looked alike. And grandmother tied a red ribbon to it. Remember those push a bell that you pulled? Well, she wanted to identify the house because all the houses looked alike. And kids were so cruel, they took that ribbon off and tied it to another house. And when she rang the bell, the woman answered, and grandmother said, "What are you doing here?" So she realized then that she had made a mistake. She often used to tell us, you know, that story about how she never could tell the house because they all looked alike with the little stoops.
So you lived in Philadelphia?
We came to Philadelphia, and then my father decided, and it was in 1907, there was a big depression, and he decided there was gold in Pittsburgh. So we moved to Pittsburgh. And then he traveled with the circuses, selling. He got the itinerary, and he would go a couple of days before the circus came to town and get a permit so that they could sell souvenirs, you know. His cousin made them, and that's how he knew about Pittsburgh. And he said that was no job for him, but he learned to speak English, and he learned to write English, and Betty Ann we used to have autograph books, and he wrote, you know, his thoughts, and she has it framed, you know, the European script.
Yes.
He was a very intelligent man, far ahead of his times. We were five children. I was the eldest. I'm my sister. I had three brothers. And it was a happy time for me. We were never rich, but we never poor. I never knew what it was to be hungry or want for things. And father could have moved into a small town, but he always wondered if he thought there would be no education in a little mining town, and so he wouldn't leave Pittsburgh. And he went into the manufacturing of suspenders, armbands, and leather gloves, working them. Work gloves, and consequently into the pants business. he died of pneumonia. He was sick 3 days. The time in Pittsburgh, it was so hard on him. He smoked an awful lot. And I remember Dr. Alexander said to him, "Mr. Schwartz, you ought to go to Denver." And he'd say, "How can I leave my business?" But when he died, the business went on just the same. My brothers made it a huge success. He was 52 years old when he died. My mother was 80.
When did you get married?
1917. My in-laws had 12 children, which most of them died before I married into the family, but she was a wonderful person. She was so capable, whatever a design in the paper, any crochet, she could copy it from the paper. Mm-hmm. And they used to sew a lot and do everything. She was from Buffalo, and she hated Pittsburgh because it was so dirty. She was a blonde, and she said she had to wash her hair every day. Do you know poor Isaacs?
No, I don't.
Dr. Asher Isaacs. He came from quite a family. My sister-in-law was married to Asher Isaacs. She was an economist. He taught at Pitt. They had 12 children. 11 were Phi Beta Kappa.
They
were a wonderful family. Dr. Asher's brother was head in Harvard Medical Law School. One was Brayfield, Michigan. He was one of the co-discoverers of a liver for anemia. And Judah, they were in all the professions. And they were ultra-religious. They were fanatical, almost.
Mm-hmm. What, do they go to temples?
Yeah. Oh, they didn't. Temple was no synagogue for them, but Asher was one of the founders of the Young People's Synagogue, but they told their brother from Boston that they'd bank the hot water heater Friday, so that they would have hot water. And they used to have, you know, a Shabbos goy that would come in. They were so, to this day, they never answered a telephone on Saturday. And Flora doesn't, well, she answers the phone, but she and her daughter don't ride on Shabbos. And he wrote a book on Shita. Their father's sheep, you know, they kept slaughtering of animals.
Yes.
And they tell a very funny story about him. During the Civil War, they were retreating, and he stopped to say his evening prayers, and he got lost from his company. But my grandmother was different, you know. The Russians were supposedly a little more educated. She'd say, there was a rabbi at the Tree of Life, his name was coffee, and she would ride on Saturday, and we'd say, Grandma, you know, the kids, you'd say, your grandmother rode on Saturday. She'd say, as the rabbi, Megachor, if the rabbi can ride on Saturday, so can she. She had five brothers that were, they were converted so that they could go to the university.
You mean they were converted?
In Russia.
I see. They were converted from Judaism to what?
To Catholicism, Christianity.
Uh-huh. I see. Mm-hmm.
And they were not strict. They didn't observe the dietary laws. They'd buy kosher meat because Mother said it tasted better. But we used to laugh when we would go up in the country. She would salt the kosher meat. And she was very ambitious too. As an immigrant, we were all grown. She went back to night school to Alderdice.
This is your mother?
My mother. Mm-hmm. Father could write and read. Mm-hmm. He would make us read. He could see to read, but he'd always say, read me this article. He wanted a boys to read it and to know, but he had already read it, and his excuse was he couldn't see, so they have to read it to him.
Did you go to school in Pittsburgh?
Yes. I went to the home school, you know, where Isley is on the boulevard.
Yes, I used to teach there.
There was a hollow and there. And I still remember how cold it was. We lived in Oakland. We'd have to go to home school. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Fifth Avenue High School.
Mm-hmm.
My brother went to Central. It was only, we were very close in age.
Mm-hmm. Was Central a Catholic school at the time?
No,
it was just
Central
a regular school.
High school.
Central High School. Central.
My sister went to Peabody. My brothers were 15 years old. They went on the road. They'd carry a sample case of what father in his shop they were making. Years ago, they packed a suspender and armband and garters and used to package it. We had a little factory. And the boys would go on the road, and the two older brothers. I was the oldest, and I worked in for, I was the so-called bookkeeper.
What about your own children, your family?
Pardon?
What about your husband and your family? What,
well,
should we talk a little bit about that?
We had a very, he's a very kind and gentle person. They were, the Myers were well known.
Mm-hmm.
His brother was the first I don't know about the first, but he was general manager in Kaufman's.
Mm-hmm.
And my two sisters, well, the younger two, they were both school teachers. My husband used to walk from 1800 around Fifth Avenue for 1400 Marion Street up to the dental school to save 5 cents car fare. And he worked as a stenographer for the B&O Railroad.